Hello.
Hi, is this Barbara Curry?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Barbara. I'm calling from Family First Home Healthcare in regard to David John Curry. I received a referral for home healthcare services for him through the VA for 11 hours a week.
Yeah, I jotted your number, erased it, and I could not find your number. So thank you for calling back.
All right. So, do you have somebody to be a caregiver, or would you need us to staff it?
I don't have anybody. Is that a way to go? I wasn't was.
Yeah, I mean you can you can, but we also have caregivers available. So if he's more comfortable with a family member or a friend, we can definitely do that. But I do have a lot of male caregivers if he's better with males or female caregivers. But it's up to you. Most of our VA cases, they prefer a male just kind of to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
But let me know if you want to.
Okay. Well, I will just say I didn't know that that was an option. So I will ask in the family and see if there is anyone. I have a feeling not, to tell you the truth. But I'll just see. He has a brother. I don't know if his brother would be interested or not. So I'll let Dave give him a call. He's sleeping now. What is your name, please? I'm sorry.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah. Can you tell me what the process is like?
Okay. Once we have a schedule for the 11 hours, we would need to either find a caregiver or your caregiver, the family member, would need to get onboarded with us. So they would need to fill out an application, they need to get a tuberculosis test, and then we would have to run background checks and stuff on our end, even though it is a family member. They if there is anything on a background, you could still hire them. We would just need you to sign a waiver saying you're aware of their background. And then I would request the authorization from the VA, and it usually comes within 24 hours, and then we can start.
Okay, very good. And then the possible caregivers that you have on staff, do I give you an idea of Dave's personality, or do we need any?
We can do either meet and greet. So you could pick a day where I could schedule the potential caregivers to come meet with you guys, and then you can choose from them, or we could do phone interviews. That's up to you, however you prefer to do it.
Okay. And if it's a meet and greet in person, do they come at the same time?
I usually like to stagger them like 15 to 30 minutes each. So
okay.
that way they're not all on you at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. And how many do you send? Could you give me an idea?
Well, I had like five options the last time I sent over some caregivers for a meetup like that. So I don't see any issue with that. I mean, you're in Philadelphia, so we have plenty of people. So you can let me know how many you'd like to meet. And, you can say no to any of them.
Okay, great. That's good to know. And I would hate for you to say send two and one be chosen and the other one not. So if it's one out of even three or four, just so that one does not walk away wondering why. I can't watch
some
of the TV shows, like Wheel of Fortune with that bankrupt thing and lose your I can't watch Wheel of Fortune. So
that's sweet. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, they go through this all the time, so that's really scary because we always get cases in. So if they're not on your case, they'll find another one. We'll find another one for them. You know, I have a relationship with these guys, and it's just a revolving door, unfortunately, with patients. They they like come and go, and sometimes they last with the caregivers, and sometimes, you know, they just – it's the business.
Yes, yeah, sure. And can you tell me what –
And the caregiver you have would be your caregiver. So that would – he would be assigned to your case. He might have other cases as well, but you wouldn't be getting different caregivers, like, all the time. It would be the same person consistently.
Okay. And how do you stagger those 11 hours? Is it
11 hours, we would usually do like I could do. I could do 4 hours 2 days a week, and then 3 hours one day.
Okay.
Okay, so we could do like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 1 or 10 to 2, and then just one short hour on Wednesday. I would probably do like 10 to 2 on Monday and Friday, and then 10 to 1 on Wednesday.
Okay, very good. And how hands-on are the caregivers? Dave,
well,
I have his
care plan. I'll tell you what the VA has informed me of, and you let me know if it's accurate.
Okay.
I have that he needs help with bathing, dressing, grooming. For eating, he needs reminders to eat and supervision while eating.
No, you know what? I can stop you there. All of those are not true.
Okay.
The first one, bathing, I just have to stay in the shower while he's in there because he has orthostatic hypotension, so his blood pressure drops and he can pass out.
Yeah.
So he needs somebody with him when he goes to the bathroom, but he can do it on his own. But walking him to the bathroom and walking him back with his walker, just in case he passes out. But in the shower, he showers himself. Again, I just have to keep an eye on him so he doesn't pass out.
Mm-hmm.
But he eats, cuts his own food, chews. That's not an issue at all. Dresses is fine.
He has regular accidents. Is that correct?
He does because of the orthostatic.
So just they needed. So he needs help with toileting at times, and that there's a cat in the home.
There is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
ideal
mobility.
She would be, yes, yeah. And if we're okay, there's a recliner, and I ordered just like a small chair, like a folding comfort chair for a caregiver, you know, so he would be comfortable just to stay in Dave's room with Dave in the recliner and the door closed, and that should help the cat leave the caregiver and Dave alone because he's not, and then
they help with like housekeeping. Like they can help you guys with changing his sheets weekly, you know, doing or as needed, being he has accidents, and then you know, doing Dave's laundry, you know, things like that. So
Okay. If I do his laundry, will they just fold it? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, very good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Yeah, but he usually watches TV. The hardest thing for Dave is the mornings and the afternoons he sleeps all day.
All right.
But with somebody
Do you
here,
want
it,
that
it
to continue, or do you want him to be more social?
I'd like for him to be awake and be more social. I think it would be a good thing. I think that would be that would be helpful. Try to get him a little bit. If we have a doctor's appointment, he's up and he makes it. By the time we get home, he's tired. But for those few hours, if he were awake and then I came back home or you know, with the 3 hours were up and then he takes a nap, that would be wonderful to get him into some kind of more of a, you know, a routine. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Well, I mean, you think about it. You can always add stuff. The only thing that the VA services will not help with is like transportation, errands or grocery shopping, yard work. So things like that, they won't let you. And technically companionship is not, but he does have in his plan self-preservation needs, meaning that, you know, sometimes he's unable to keep himself safe. So I guess that has to do with his the thing and passing out. So it's instead of calling it companionship, they call it self-preservation, safety. There's someone there to just have eyes on him.
Yeah, very good. Yep. Yeah, self-preservation, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I say, if you saw him up and awake, he's good.
Okay. So
Sitting
what
in a
time
chair,
is a
he's
good
good.
time to start? Is it better to start later, or do you have things to do
Probably
earlier?
maybe like 11 at 11 o'clock, would that be, is
That's
that too
fine.
late in
Yeah.
the day for a
No,
caregiver?
it's whatever you need.
That would be great. That way I can have him, awake, fed, maybe even showered, unless he's slow moving and the caregiver is with him. A lot of the stuff I feel better doing with him just because I know what to look for.
Yeah. Yeah, and
But
as
that would
time
be
goes,
great.
they'll be able to recognize things also.
Great, great. Okay. And so you said no to transportation, errands, yard work. Well, we're in the senior community now,
Yeah.
so
No
I
grocery
think it's
shopping and
no
no
groceries.
taking care of the pets. But
Okay, very good.
yeah.
All right, sounds
All
good.
right.
Yeah, I would
So
try to
I'm
keep
gonna
her
get some
away.
candidates together for you, and I'll let you know when I have some people to interview. And in the meantime, reach out to your family, and if anybody is interested in doing it, we can have them do it and get paid. So it's up to you.
Okay. All right. If a family member were to do it, could you tell me what the hourly rate would be?
It would be $17 an hour.
Okay, very good. All right, I will let everyone know that. And if it's even not a family member, that is still okay. Yes.
Yep.
Okay, very good. All right, Sarah, could I take your number, please? I don't
Of
rely
course.
on
Of course. It's
caller ID.
267-551-7418, and that'll come right to my desk.
Okay, terrific.
All right.
Okay, thank you
Thank you
so
so much,
much.
Barbara. We'll talk soon, okay?
Great, thank
All
you.
right. Have a
Bye-bye
good day.
now.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.